Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So the story of Noah and the Ark begins in the sixth chapter of Genesis with these words. So the Lord said, I will blot out from the earth the human beings that I have created, for I am sorry that I have made them. It's a dark way to start off what we believe to be a children's story in the Bible. It's probably not the best story for children, but it's an important story for adults because we need to kind of grapple with the fact that, according to Scripture, God gets angry. The Gospels attest, as you know, that Jesus got angry. And that anger, according to the Bible, is often directed at us. As in the time of Noah, there must be moments when God laments ever birthing us into existence. There must be times when we just absolutely frustrate God, and God's temper is loosed on us. Now, the wrath and vengeance of God has been out of vogue for quite some time. We prefer to think of God as loving, nurturing, and unfailingly gracious, and that may all be true, but even the most loving of parents get furiously angry with their children from time to time. I mean, think about it. Just because parental love is enduring doesn't mean that anger isn't real. You know, we want God to conform to our desires, just as we wanted our parents to bend to our wishes when we were growing up. You know, we want the God we've come to know through Jesus Christ to be around for our wish fulfillment, but not really for our rebuke. You know, if we want a real relationship with God, however, we've got to embrace all of God. God's love, God's mercy, and even God's anger. I mean, perhaps it's time for us to stop being offended by divine anger and allow ourselves to be corrected by it. Through the story of Noah, we learn that God has promised never to blot out humankind from the earth again. Mercy and forgiveness are God's rainbow covenant with us. However, God still has every right to get angry with us. And that's the truth. So let's pray about that. Lord God, none of us like thinking about your wrath, probably because we know deep down that somehow we deserve it. We do trust that in the end, your love for us wins out. But Lord God, there must be times when you become so deeply frustrated with us. Forgive us when we choose a caricature of you rather than the real you. What we want more than anything else is all of you in our lives, your holy love, your holy anger, your Holy Spirit. So we ask that you would continue to forgive us and fill us in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.